hearers and doers of the word. You may recall that Moses was called to serve God with a voice out of a burning bush, and that Isaiah's call to be a prophet came after he had this awe-inspiring vision of heaven. Or how a hater named Saul was converted to become the apostle Paul in a blinding light on the road to Damascus. But do you remember anything about the prophet Amos? He was just a farmer. Or how Matthew was just minding his own business one day at his customs booth, and Jesus comes along, says, "Follow me," and drops everything and follows him. Or how Timothy just packed up a bedroll and became a protege to the apostle Paul. See, human nature being what it is, we tend to like our religion the way we like our entertainment. Emotional, inspiring, spectacular. A mass choir singing the hallelujah chorus. A spellbinding preacher who can bring us to tears. Lots of people. Memorable events. So it'd be kind of disappointing, wouldn't it, if God called you and it was just a voice in the middle of the night? I think we can even convince ourselves that if God called us to lead a humanitarian effort in Africa, or for that matter, to face down Nebuchadnezzar and his lion's den, well, we'd be all in. But a call to be his missionary to the kids next door, whose parents are agnostic, or to be an agent of mercy to the family in the congregation that lost everything, or for that matter, to face the roaring lion at the office who keeps spewing godless invectives. Well, I wonder, would we even recognize that as the call of God at all? There's nothing spectacular about the call of Samuel to be God's prophet. And the message he was given is pretty mundane. Just got a message for you to give to Eli. So I think this is probably a pretty good example for us. As we learn, when God calls your name, listen up and step up. Samuel was probably not a teenager yet, serving under the tutelage of the priest Eli at the tabernacle. The answer to his mother's prayers, he had been dedicated to the Lord's service from the time he was a little boy. Scripture tells us that he was humble, obedient, respectful, and he earned the favor of his elders and of God. Eli was getting on in years, lackluster years at that. It wasn't so much that what he did was wrong, it's what he didn't do. Eli's sons, Hophni and Phinehas, had corrupted the worship of God with shameless extortion and with immorality that would make Matt Lauer blush. And Eli, well, he just looked the other way. In fact, he'd been looking the other way for so long that God could no longer tolerate what had happened to his ministry and to his worship. And so Samuel gets sent as a bearer of bad news. You can understand why Samuel wouldn't have recognized God's voice at first. This was the period of the Judges, a 300-year era, that the book of Judges characterizes with this sentence. Everyone did as he saw fit. That might be the epitaph of our generation. The people of Israel had stopped listening, so God stopped talking. We're told that visions and revelations were rare. And about the only Bible that was available at this point was the five books of Moses, maybe Joshua. And of course, almost nobody actually had a Bible. And so the voice of God was needed in this generation, and Samuel was chosen to be God's spokesman. A kid. Why not Eli? Well, Eli was weak. He was way too comfortable with the way things were. He just let things ride. Didn't want to get involved. Are there people like Eli still in the church? People who see what's wrong but don't say anything? People who don't have the courage because there may be some personal cost if you say or do the right thing. Eli's sons should have been candidates to be the prophet, but they weren't interested in things spiritual, only what they could get out of church work. I wonder, are there people like that yet today? People who enjoy the veneer of religiosity, but their lives look too much like the world around them than the Savior who died for them. Like young David, Samuel was not exactly who you'd pick as a candidate for God's prophet. But what God saw in him was the willingness to listen. Mike McCarthy says of football players, the number one ability is availability. I think God might say that of us as well. Later, Lord, is not the response you want to give when God calls your name. Rather, with Samuel, we learn to say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Patient persistence characterizes Samuel, don't you think? I mean, if you had been lying there and the third time thought you heard your name and there was nobody calling, I think I'd have rolled over and gone back to sleep. Eli convinced Samuel to say it. Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. I'm afraid too often in my life, impatient frustration gets in the way of listening to God and following through on His will. You know what happens? We try to help somebody and they don't want our help. We share our faith and the person isn't interested, and then we quit. When God calls your name, learn to leave the timetable and the situation up to Him. He'll bring the results. We just say, speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. Now, maybe like Eli, you have too often avoided accountability and responsibility, failed to say what needed to be said at home or at work. Or maybe even like Eli's sons, you've followed the way of the world a bit too much, followed your sinful nature instead of the will of God. And maybe we sometimes, like Israel, let our religion become mostly ritual. We're sinners. But the good news is that Christianity isn't about what you do or what you don't do. Christianity is about what Jesus did for us. His perfect life in place of our failures. His death to atone for our sin. His resurrection to assure us that God still wants us to be His children. Still calls our name. So, does God call our name the way He did Samuel? Yeah. Maybe not audibly, but He can if He wants to. Several years ago, I had a conversation with an evangelical free pastor who told me just once in his life he had heard God speak to him audibly. He gave me the story. He'd been serving a church in Pennsylvania when he received a call to a rapidly declining church in Connecticut, and God had just so tugged at his heart, he believed this was a call he had to accept. So he resigned his position in Pennsylvania, and a couple of days later got a phone call from the chief elder at the church in Connecticut saying they were going to close their doors. They didn't need him. So he's out of work, has a family to feed, went to several job interviews that went nowhere, and finally he answered an ad in the paper that took him about 50 miles away. And when he got there, he found out the job was door-to-door sales. And he told me he stood on the street and he heard God say to him audibly, "Are you done yet?" So he went back home, packed up his family, moved to Connecticut and revitalized a church that wanted to close. That was God's call. Now, I've never heard God say that to me audibly, but I've heard Him in my head more than once saying, "Paul, are you done yet? Doing things your own way? Are you willing, like Samuel, to say, speak, Lord? Your servant is listening." Unlike Eli and Samuel, we've got 66 books of God talking to us. It's both universal and it's personal. God gives us the whole story of salvation. He gives us His moral will to guide our lives. And when we study that Bible in a Bible class, God is filling in gaps in our understanding. He's showing us how truth intersects our life and our world. When we meditate on that Bible in our private devotional life, the Holy Spirit can point out to us some of the sins we may be rationalizing or the misguided thinking that we've adopted. And He'll also answer our doubts and our fears, show us people that need God's love. And above all, He'll keep reminding us of how He has forgiven us. And if you'll memorize Scripture, the Holy Spirit will bring back those words whenever you need some encouragement or some direction. I know this. The more you listen to God speaking to you in His Word, the more you'll recognize His voice if He speaks to you in your will or in your conscience. And I think that the more likely it is you'll hear Him is if you're asking in prayer for His direction. God, I think sometimes, has trouble getting through to us because we're so busy in our prayers telling Him what He should do that He can't get our attention for what He wants us to do. If you'll pray, then I would expect God's answer. And if He wants you to volunteer for a mission project with Kingdom Workers or to accept a position in your congregation or to volunteer in a program in the community like Big Brothers and Big Sisters or a food pantry, you'll recognize His leading. And just as God got a message to Eli by using another human being, Samuel, He can get His word across to us also through other human beings. God can speak to me through my wife. Probably not as often as she imagines. God has spoken to me through a dear friend who has the courage to tell me what I don't often want to hear. Make close Christian friends, people whose maturity you respect. So how would you know if this is God talking to you and not simply your own human inclination or maybe the suggestion of others or, God forbid, even the devil himself, who the Bible says can appear as an angel in light? A few suggestions. The first is that God doesn't contradict Himself. So if you believe God is giving you a message, it will be perfectly compatible with what He has already said in His Word. He will not mislead you into error or sin. A second principle. If God is speaking to you and He has something for you to do, that will probably be confirmed by other Christians if you'll confide in them. Ask other people to pray for you and with you. And let them confirm what you believe God may be encouraging you to do. A third principle is that if God is sending you a message, something He has for you to do, it'll be almost inescapable. It will tug at your heart. You'll see evidence of God's leading in all kinds of strange different ways. And fourth, God knows how you're wired because He created you. So if you're mostly rational, then what He wants you to do is going to line up. It's going to make sense. And if you lean toward the emotional, you are going to have such strong feelings about what God wants you to do. And now when your head and your heart come together, I conclude that comes from God. By the way, when your pastor or your teachers get a call, that's pretty much the same process. One last thing. If you believe strongly that God is leading you to do something, then check your motives. Is this going to bring glory to Him and help others, or is this going to be all about you? If your motives are straight, run with it. And if it doesn't turn out the way you thought it would, well, that's just God leading you through another experience, preparing you for more service yet to come. Just remember to say, "Speak, Lord, your servant's listening." In the Christmas season, we learn from Jesus' mother Mary the same lesson that we learned from Samuel, that when God calls your name, listen up and step up. Mary understood Old Testament prophecy, so when the angel Gabriel appeared, it wasn't a surprise to her that the Messiah was going to be born, only that she was going to be the mother of the Messiah. And she shows us the way we respond when God is leading us. She says simply to the angel, "I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said." And then having listened up, Mary stepped up. She accepted what must have been a few cruel whispers, a difficult journey when she was 8 months pregnant, and then a rapid flight to Egypt with Joseph and the baby under the death threat of Herod. And for 30 years, she nurtured the Son of God in human flesh until one day she became His disciple as well as His mother. And when Jesus went to the cross to pay for her sins and mine and yours, through the midst of her grief, Mary accepted God's will. And in the afterglow of the empty tomb, she and the other Christians in that early church made it their mission to follow the Lord's leading and bring the gospel to the world. That's how you and I came to be here today. So from Mary and from Samuel, we learn, when God calls your name, listen up and speak up. Amen.